The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Okay, we're going to start today with that news that Dublin City Council has given the green light to plans for the refurbishment and extension of Phibsborough Shopping Centre and its change of use of the tower to become a 9-storey, 150-bedroom hotel. In a moment, we'll catch up with Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates. First, though, I spoke with local TD Gary Gannon from the Sock Dens. I began by asking him what his reaction to the news that the redevelopment had got full planning permission.
Look, there's no denying that Phibsborough Shopping Centre and the surrounding areas need of redevelopment. So I actually do think this is a fairly milestone day for the area of Phibsborough. It's a bit of an eyesore at the moment. And look, we'll appreciate the development's going to happen and things are going to look a lot better. I can't step away from the fact that, I mean, 23 cost rental units alongside a hotel, which actually I think we could actually do it in the wider city.
Yeah.
But then student accommodation at 400, just the student accommodation. We're not short of student accommodation around Phibsborough or Broadstone. So look, it's going to happen. I think we have to make the best of it. But I do think, even when it comes to the Civic Plaza, I've seen scenarios where Civic Plazas were brought in by private developers, such as one over in Dublin A, and then it wasn't actually a public amenity. So look, I'm going to welcome it cautiously. I will highlight that there's a greater need for housing in the area that's not going to be met, but we do need something there because we've been all looking at something that almost looks Soviet at this point.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I think maybe we all would like to have seen maybe more apartments. I mean, student housing, it will bring a vibrancy and a vitality to the area, and maybe Phibsborough Village at night doesn't have that at the moment other than a Friday or a Saturday night, which I think will help.
Hopefully. Now, I live a little bit further down into the Broadstone and, you know, around by Mountjoy Street, we've got two student accommodations and they almost happen in isolation to the rest of the community, which I think is something that we can all actually work a little bit better to address. So student accommodation does exist around Dublin 7. However, if that's what's going to happen, I think we have to make the best of it. I agree, but there's places like Doyle's Corner and the Bars there. I mean, I think there's probably add a vibrancy to the area. I hope it does. I think there's an onus on the developer now and people in charge to actually help create that vibrancy. Don't just stick them up and then walk away.
Yeah.
Make sure the Civic Plaza is a public amenity. Work with the students who are going to be in the accommodation to kind of immerse themselves for the time that they're going to be in the community, because there is a great community into the area, and hopefully let's make the best of it. But I also have a job to do to highlight that it could have been better.
Okay, fair enough. I suppose a couple of last questions. Will there be objections? Will this finally happen? Because those of us who've lived in Phibsborough long enough have been talking about this redevelopment for many, many years. Do you think we're really going to see it happen this time?
I think this time we have to see it happen. Certainly from my point of view, I'm just going to see to make the best of it. It's not the ideal. It's certainly not what I would design, but I'm also very conscious of what we've been looking at for the last however many decades. So I certainly think we can strive to make the best of what's going to be there and hopefully factor into a wider community Phibsborough redevelopment, because Phibsborough is a place which is, as you know, voted the coolest place in the world at one point shortly after I moved in. But I think we can actually try to make the best of this.
Yeah. Final question. I have to say, I don't know how you feel. I like the design of it. I think it looks good and I love that they're keeping the tower. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but they are modernising it. But for me, the tower is part of Phibsborough. I would hate to have seen it go.
The tower is part of the aesthetic of Phibsborough, you know, and there's some things that we actually do have to maintain. As present point, the tower alongside the kind of level of vacancy kind of looks a bit Soviet, but I think if we can make it look better, and this does make it look better. So again, I'm going to maintain a level of healthy scepticism, but I think this is better substantially than what exists.
Okay, and that was Sock Dems TD Gary Gannon there talking to me a little bit earlier. Let's go to Tom Phillips now, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates. Tom, what's your reaction to the news? Do you think it's a good development?
I do. Good afternoon, Shane. I think it's a great development, actually. I do like it. It's actually
there's a surprising amount of retention in it, which is quite good in terms of the arguments for climate change and embodied carbon and the fact that knocking down buildings creates a carbon demand that doesn't apply when you retain existing buildings. And just in response to the issue about student accommodation, we have a huge shortfall of student accommodation. There's lots of national policies done about the lack of student accommodation. And the point is that if students come out of conventional housing, it frees it up for other people. We're trying to encourage Dublin as an international student city. We've got three universities very close by. It ticks all those boxes, and I think it's a great scheme. It also retains the shopping centre, or the Tesco element, which is very tricky to build around an existing shopping centre, and tidies up what is a brutalist, in terms of architectural terms, the tower, which wouldn't be loved by many people, but it does a very good job on it, and I think the design is very good.
Yeah. Loved by many people in Phibsborough, surprisingly, though, you know, or maybe not surprisingly. I'm a fan of it. It's part of Phibsborough, and as I was saying earlier to Gary, I'm glad that is being kept. Is it Gary's point? I mean, Gary was broadly positive about it, but his disappointment that there wasn't more affordable housing in there. Does he have a point in relation to that?
Yes, I mean, I'm a big fan of all forms of accommodation, but if you look at the reports, there was a very thorough amount of documentation went in the application, and it shows that it's not overwhelmed by student accommodation in that area, and it's going to, the amount that it would increase percentage-wise is quite low. So students are people. I've got four children who are all adults, and two of them are students, and two of them are finished. Like, they do need to live somewhere, so what's wrong with students? I've, like, no problem with students. Students are people.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think they will bring a lot of life to that that area, because it can be a little bit quiet late at night other than at weekends. And I think they will bring a lot of passive security to it. Same question I asked to Gary. Like, I've been living in Phibsborough for over 30 years. We've been waiting for this to happen and it hasn't happened. There's been many false dawns. Do you think this one will happen? Would you expect it to be appealed by anyone to onboard Planola, or might it just go through?
I would hope it would go through. I mean, they're very good builders. Twinlight, who would be known for Rick Larkin's podcast he does on the build. I mean, they're very capable builders, and I would hope they would see it through. And it also, what I think is quite useful, is that it's very complementary to the scheme for Daly Mount next door with Dublin City Council. So reading to the documentation, there's a lot of evidence of consultation with Dublin City Council next door. So the two schemes they're not going to clash, they're going to complement each other. So I'd be very positive from that point of view.
And I think that Daily Mount project due to start next, when the current League of Ireland season ends in November. So is it possible you could have the two being done together, or would that be too much to hope for?
Well, you could. I mean, I think this scheme has got a 6-year life, which in other words, the developer, you normally get a default of 5 years, but the developer sought 6 years. So that is because of the complexity, I imagine, of maintaining and retaining certain quantums on the scheme. Like a site that's a brownfield cleared site is a much easier site to build than one that retains a lot of current infrastructure and structures on site. So they will be happening at the same time, but whether they finish at the same time is another matter. But they both have to have regard for each other, and also the receiving environment, that they doesn't clog up the streets around it while they build the two of them.
Just very finally, what's your own take on the tower? Do you hate it or love it?
I don't mind it. I went to school nearby, so I remember it well. I remember it a long time ago. So I like it. I do like brutalist architecture. So not all of it, but some of it I do. And I think there's always but I do think that the scheme actually amend it is better on balance.
Yeah, I think I'll agree with that. Look, let's hope it finally happens. Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates, thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder this evening.
You happy with it?
Yeah, thrilled. It has to happen, Ciarán. This has been, it's an eyesore at the moment, but it's also stopped Phibsborough progressing the way it can. Like, unless this happens, without this, Phibsborough cannot fulfil its full potential. And if it does happen, it can be a catalyst for Phibsborough really taking off. And it's hugely important to the north side. It's hugely important to, obviously, those of us who live there as well. So let's hope.
Yeah, but to the north inner city and to that corner of Dublin, I imagine
this has gone on for
regeneration.
It's gone on for way too long.
Would have be like throwing a pebble in a pond with the ripples.
Yeah.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.